Welcome to Empire State of Mind. I'm super excited to be here, and I don't know if you were just like me. I'm such a goof. I totally dance with that little corny intro that I use all the time for all my calls. I'm totally in here doing the Cabbage Patch. I don't know if you guys remember the Cabbage Patch, but I was getting it, boy. Anyway, I digress. Super excited to be here. Everybody knows me, so I'm not going to go into detail about who I am. If you didn't know who I was, you would not be here, but I do want to kind of go into detail on why I created Empire State of Mind and why I think it's really important that we have this conversation. So for those who do not know, I came in and I focused strictly on coaching in the very beginning, and I brought in a ton of money, a ton. And then I realized something that you would think is common sense, but maybe common sense isn't that common, is that there will come a day, no matter how much you love coaching, that you want to take a break, that you want to take 4 months off, that you want to take 6 months off, that you want to just say, I'm going to take a year, and I want to still be able to generate funds while I'm focusing on other things that I love to do. And if you're not in that place, that may be hard to believe right now. And I feel like it would have been super difficult for me to believe that, you know, 8 years ago, because I was so like, no, I'll never. And the truth is, there have been many moments when I'm like, I need a break. I'm kind of sick of human interaction. I am an empath, so I pick up on other people's energies. And after a while, it gets to be a bit overwhelming. And if you don't know, a lot of people in the world are empaths. It's like the most common gift that there is. And it could be a gift or a curse. And so it comes a point sometimes when it's like, I really, really need a break. And I do not feel like coaching right now. I don't feel like coaching, not today, not tomorrow. I'm saying for a few months. And I realized a few years ago that I wasn't really in the place that I could do that, because the way I had set my business up was really focused on one thing and one thing only, and it was coaching. I did not create any additional revenue streams. I thought about different ways. I created a couple of quote-unquote evergreen products, and you will get to the point that you'll know why I said quote-unquote evergreen products, but really there was no revenue coming from anywhere else that would allow me to take a break. I could take a break if I decided to dip into my savings, and that really wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to learn how to be able to effectively step away if I needed to, while still having this stream of income coming in. And in all transparency, I was not able to do it. And that was the suckiest thing ever. And from the looks of it from the outside, if you looked at what I had, you would say, oh, well, you should have been able to do it. I should have been, if I had the right system set up, if I had the right structure set up, if I had really purposely is the word I'm looking for. If I had purposely gone in and built my empire in a certain way where every piece supported the next, then it would have definitely made it easier to do so. So a few weeks ago, I was sitting and I was thinking, like, if that was the one thing that I learned how to do, to know what to release when, to know how to put it out in a way that even if I wanted to walk away from coaching, I could still sell other stuff without me actually having to be active and be hands-on with people. That would have just made my life a whole lot easier instead of having to go back in and clean up. It's just so much easier to build correctly from the very beginning than to have to go play cleanup later. And so I decided, you know what, this is what I want to release. This is what I want to talk about, and I want to do a one-day workshop virtually where this conversation can be had with ease and people walk away knowing exactly what their next step is, what to do, put in place next, how to monetize this thing, because there are a lot of things we do that don't monetize well. And it's not that it can't monetize, it's that we don't know how to really monetize it, which is really, really important to talk about. So that's what made me decide to create Empire State of Mind. Now, as we're moving forward today, I want you to realize that when I think about an empire, I am actually thinking about wealth. So if you change the word empire to wealth, I'm really talking about wealth building. When I say I'm focusing on empire building, I'm focusing on wealth building, long-term wealth building. And it's funny because when most people create a business, they are focused on today money. And you kind of assume that if I focus on today money, if I focus on survival, and if all you're doing is just your coaching, if all you're doing is just your consulting, if all you're doing is just retreats, if all you're doing is just writing a book, if all you're doing is, well, let's not use book because that right there alone, we'll talk about that later. I wouldn't suggest just doing that anyway. If all you're doing is just having e-commerce store, then you are actually setting yourself up to lose, because wealth is actually built on having multiple things going at the exact same time, right? And so as I talk about empire, just know that I am speaking on wealth, and I'm speaking on being able to have this stream that is forever present because you set yourself up correctly. Okay, so I hope everyone understand exactly what I'm saying. So people come in and they're like, you know, eventually I'm going to move to this, but we constantly stay in this place almost of a grind of making today money, of making today money, of making today money. And because we aren't really set up correctly, we never have the money or the insight or the resources to create, I guess, what we would call an empire pyramid. And so you look down the line, and a year down the line, you're still focusing on your one thing. You talk about doing the other thing. You attempt to do it, but it doesn't take off like you want to. And so it's still just your one thing, and it's your one thing. And I forgot who wrote the book, One Thing. And even though I agree that focus is amazing, I think that you can focus on one thing at a time. I think that where it screwed a lot of people up is a lot of people was like, let me just do my one thing, right? And it's kind of like putting all your eggs in one basket. If you drop the damn basket, where the hell? Look, your eggs are broken. Your eggs are done. So now you have nothing. And so it's really important that you understand that as lucrative, and I believe looking at the call list, I believe everyone who's on here are coaches, consultants, or some sort of expert. You're bringing your expertise. Even though it's very lucrative, if it were to go away, if your industry was to somehow get some sort of regulation and you don't have what's necessary to fit into that regulation, if something flips in any way, you're screwed, right? Now, I'm not telling you this in the energy of fear at all because, you know, I don't really believe in working, moving, operating in fear, period, point blank. It's just not an okay thing to do. But I think it's also important that we be conscious and understand that things shift, things change, and things evolve, and we have to stay ahead of the curve as entrepreneurs. And as I say this, this brings up, a lot of people aren't even clear and have clarity around the difference of entrepreneurship and a business owner, just being a business owner. And if all you're doing is that one thing, you're not an entrepreneur. You are a business owner, especially if that one thing has you in the daily hustle, if that one thing has you having to do a specific job day in and day out, you're a business owner. You've created a job for yourself, and that's okay. Everyone doesn't desire to be an entrepreneur who have multiple businesses and multiple streams or the freedom. Now, that may sound crazy, but I had, I feel like a couple of people on the line was at this workshop that I did last year, and it was someone in the workshop, because people think I'm trying to be funny when I say not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur and have that freedom. I'm not. I didn't know this either, but people don't want to be. It was a woman in the audience, and her desire was to do 80-hour weeks, which absolutely blew my mind. And I was a bit confused, and after a minute, I decided to let it go because, number one, we were recording, and my facial expressions speak volumes, And I never want anyone to be insulted by a facial expression, which even though my mouth may be saying, oh, okay, my facial expression is like, you are crazy as a Betsy bug. Like, really? Do you know what you're saying? But she meant it. Deep down in her heart, even though she had young children, she was married, it was okay for her to spend 80 hours a week. And I realized then, this is not my client. This is not someone who needs to continue working with me for any reason, because we're not aligned. I'm definitely a woman who believes in creating this thing, this empire, these offerings that allow us to shift and change the lives of the people connected to us. But by the same token, it needs to provide financial freedom, time freedom, lifestyle freedom, et cetera, et cetera. And for me, working 40 hours a week won't do that. So you know I'm not here for 80 hours. So I'm not being funny when I say some people really have no desire to be entrepreneurs. So I'm under the assumption that everyone on this line is in a place where that freedom is important to you, but so is your impact. And so is your long-term wealth. Hence, changing the word empire to wealth and bringing in these different streams, okay? And so it's really important for you to focus on the fact that you're working as an entrepreneur. We're doing all these pieces, which is going to, they're going to feel really overwhelming to you, which is why, again, we're breaking it up as well into to our segments. It may feel overwhelming to you, but I want you to remember that every piece of this, they're actually building blocks on to the next thing, okay? Your main thing, your one, your quote-unquote one thing, again, I think everybody on here is coaching and consulting. Your one thing of coaching and consulting will then lead to the very next thing, which we'll get into in a second, and the very next thing. So I'm going to have to go closer. For those who don't know, I have these big, huge sticky notes that I tend to operate off of, and I have a big sticky note here on the wall in my office, so I'm going to move the chair because I wrote a little too small to see the damn sticky note. So I'm moving the chair so that I can see what piece we're at. Afterwards, with the recordings, you will likely see workbooks to go along with each of these sections. So anything that I'm saying, if it needed a visual with it, the visual will be in the workbook. So just be clear on that. So I want you to get really clear right now. I want you to take a minute if you have your pen and paper. And this is important, what I'm about to ask you. And the reason it's important is the same reason any other of our whys are important. When I sit and I have to ask myself why in real life, building an empire, focusing on wealth was important to me, it really made me look and answer the question and be honest. And again, at one point, I attempted to focus on empire building, and I failed miserably. I tried to start another branch of something, and I just kind of fell off on it. But I never got clear on why this was important, and I never got serious until something happened, such as me wanting to take a break, such as me needing to step away from my own mental health. And I realized I can't because I didn't set my business up correctly in order to be able to do that. And so then my why became I need to, the option. Somebody on Facebook earlier today commented on a post I did the other day that was about credit. And I talked about how even though I've been doing seven figures for years now, I didn't focus on my personal credit, and it's just been something that I've focused on for the last year. In all transparency, I'm not even ashamed to say it, I focused on for the last year, number one, because I had business credit, and then number two is because I had the liquid cash in order to do so. And he commented, and he talked about how much he used to focus on his credit, but now he's a cash person, and his credit has slipped away, but he feels like it's important to have the cash. And I commented and I say, you know what, I don't disagree with that. I think it's important to have the cash. And I'm grateful that I had the liquid or was able to go make things liquid in order to make moves that I needed to make. But I want the option. I want the option to use my own cash or the option to use somebody else's cash, right? Just like, and this is joking, and well, it's joking, but it's not really joking. Just be really clear on what I'm about to say. I'm joking, but I'm not. And I think it's all ladies who's in here today. I think maybe we have one guy who actually purchased the program. But I always say, and for those who don't know, I'm not married. But I always say I want to marry somebody that there's an option to not work. I have no intention to stop working ever. I will always have my own thing. I will always have my own empire. Legacy is so important to me. But for me personally, the option to do something different, that's what I desire. I like options, right? And so this is the way I feel about having an empire. I want the option to be able to say, well, I'm going to take a year off, but because I've set my business up correctly, there's still money coming in and I am still affecting lives. And so it took me a minute to really, again, have something happen where I needed the option and I didn't have it there for me to be serious about this. So I want you to take a second with your pen and paper and write, why is building an empire important to me? We'll give you about 60 seconds, not long. You should know. You should probably be writing while I'm talking right now. And I really want you to just take a second, get clear on why it's important for you to build this multi-level empire. Felt like I was going to say multi-level marketing, but multi-level empire where you have these multiple streams coming in, that you have this freedom. Why is it something you want to do? Like I said, we'll give it 60 seconds. Okay, I'm going to assume that's in 60 seconds. I was not counting, but it feels like a minute to me. It feels like a minute. And if you still need to write, of course, it's not like we're here in person. So go ahead and continue to do so. This is going to be, if I were you, I would take this why statement. I would take this reasoning, put it somewhere on your desk, put it in your phone, in your notes, create it. I have it set. Because I'm a dork, I have it set in my phone as a daily reminder just to pop up about noon every day to tell me why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because sometimes I'm like, why in the hell am I even doing this? Like, these are real moments that I have. I was watching a video the other day, and I think I might post it on my Facebook page later today, that talked about something called people with silent anxiety. And I'm like, I might have silent anxiety. Because people from the outside look and they're like, oh, it looks amazing. I'm like, you guys don't even know what happens in my brain sometimes. In my mind, I'm like, oh, my God, why am I doing this? Am I crazy? Oh, my God, is there a point in this? So many people are lying. And do they really need me? And this is real life, guys. And people don't admit these weaknesses and they don't admit what's happening because as leaders, we are not supposed to deal with doubts, right? Quote, unquote, supposed to. As leaders, we are not supposed to be thinking these things, but the truth is, I do. I have. It never stopped. It's not as much as it used to be when I first started, but I still go through those moments, especially when I'm doing something new. And so it's important to me to have this reminder to say, why am I doing this? Why is this important? Why can't anyone do it like this but me? So I definitely suggest taking this why and, again, having it somewhere that you can see it, taking this why and putting it as a reminder on your phone, putting it as a note, making it a part of your morning routine if you do affirmations or declarations or anything of the sort, okay? So before we actually get into, I'm excited because I want to talk about the actual empire pyramid, as I've called it. I kind of thought of it like the food pyramid, how you have like, okay, I don't really know what's on the food pyramid. I know it sucks, so. But what is it, like protein or eggs, meat, dairy, fish? I'm fucking up. Vegetables. Okay, you guys know what I'm talking about, though. But it's going to be like the Fool Pyramid, and one will support the other. But before we go into that, which is actually going to be the second part of what we're doing, which is going to be after 12, I wanted to have these basics that I think are basics, but I had to get really clear that not a lot of people understand and have their business set up like this. It's no point in, quote, unquote, building an empire if it's an empire that can easily crumble. So I want to go over a few of the things that you need in place, I hope you have in place, and lead you some places that you can go if they're not in place, okay? Because there are some things, in all transparency, I had to pause. I was like, am I going to say this? There are some things that I didn't have in place for the first 2 to 3 years of my business that I should have had in place, okay? Some basics. So first off, again, it could seem like common sense. We need to make sure we are separating, because none of the rest of what we're going to talk about today is going to matter if it's a crumbling building, a crumbling empire. You need to make sure you're separating your business from your personal. Common sense stuff, right? It's not common. And I don't mean, and let me be clear, because when I say that, people think I mean simply I have a personal bank account and I have a business bank account. I do mean that, but I don't just mean that. It's not a period behind that. What I have discovered that most, not even a lot, most coaches, most experts, most people that float in this industry, and let me just say most entrepreneurs, period, whether you own an e-commerce store, whether you own a brick-and-mortar boutique, most people aren't actually separating the money. They think of the business money that they're bringing in as their money. So I'll give you an example. If in the course of having all these pieces of your empire, let's say this particular month, let's throw out a number. What's the average number? I don't even know average. I was going to say 20,000, but is that an average number? Let's say 10,000. Let's say 10,000 a month, right? Say you bring in 10,000 a month. And say you have a personal account and you have a business account. And out of your business account, you're like, ooh, I made $10,000 this month. Well, technically your business made $10,000 a month. Now, again, I think that this should be like simple stuff, but most people don't really understand this. Your business made $10,000, right? So that means that if you're set up correctly, if you're an actual business, if you are LLC, if you're a corporation, I mean, I guess you could be a sole proprietor, but why? Like, why would you put yourself there for tax purposes? So I'm going to assume we're talking about LLC, corporation. If you're not, you definitely need to get with a lawyer. I have one I can refer to you. You definitely need to get with a lawyer to get you categorized correctly with the government, with your taxes, et cetera, et cetera. But that is your business money. It is completely separate. So if you decide, oh, I want to go and now because I'm making $10,000 a month, I'm going to create $10,000 in expenses, which is what we tend to do. I'm not going to call any names, but I see coaches online who talk about making more money so that you can travel more, so that you can do this more, so that you can do that more. I think a better way to put that is make more money and pay yourself more so that you can do more, but that doesn't mean that all of your money within your business is your money. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So you need to separate the business money from your personal money, because even if your business is put up correctly, and again, I am not an expert here, but I have had some situations arise in the years from not actually having my shit separated. If something comes up, and even though you have a business account and a personal account, if you have been using your business account and using things in your business for your personal, the veil has now been lifted. And if you get sued personally, people can touch your business. And you get sued in business, people can touch your personal. Now, why would somebody sue you? I don't fucking know. We live in United States of America. I live in United States of America. And we live in a litigious country. People like to sue people for the hell of it. It's just what the hell it is. Don't ask me why. Money. Because they can. People see you have it. they wanted to. We live in a litigious country. And so you want to make sure that you are protecting your empire. You want to make sure that your empire is strong. And again, even though I'm not an expert on this, I definitely suggest that you get with an attorney to make sure that piece of your business is correct. But that being said, I always suggest this. Now, let me not pretend, and this is being recorded. How am I going to say this? There are things that I desire on a personal side that's also a business expense for me. So those things, if it's something that's a business expense that you desire personally, like you may need a new wardrobe, you can put your new wardrobe as a business expense. That's completely different. But do not go and just be spending willy-nilly out of your business account. You actually need to separate and pay yourself a salary. So this is something that I've only been doing probably the last, I'd say, 18 months or so, I'd say. And when I say, because technically I've been paying myself longer than that, but I mean actually going through a payroll company. So I have a payroll company, and I'm not sure if you guys are interested in, if you're listening to the recording, this isn't to you, but to those who are listening live, if this is something you're interested in, I will actually do a detailed training for you on how I got set up on the back end with a payroll company. And even if you don't have any employees, even if it's just you, you are your employee. So if you are set up as an employee of your company, you're paying yourself biweekly. I don't even know when we get paid. I think I know it's twice a month. It's either like the 1st and the 15th or the 15th and the 30th or the 15th and the last day. But we're set up where we're paid. I get paid twice a month. And so does my team. We get paid twice a month. If it's just you, you can set it up that way. And I always suggest your rent, your utilities, your whatever your actual personal bills are, your mortgage, make sure that you add that up. And I literally only pay myself the minimum that I have to, just because on a personal basis, you are taxed completely different personally than you are business-wise. So, yeah. Definitely make sure you set that up. If you want to know the back end of that, I can let you know who I go through. If you want to know that, I can send you the link. I think when you sign up, you get like $100 Amazon gift card, which I think I used as soon as I got it because it's Amazon, and who doesn't use Amazon for everything in the world? And so I can get you that information. If you want the information, Facebook me, let me know real quick, and I'll make sure that I create like a solo training, and I'll just give it to you guys. And if enough of you who are here live want it, then I will put it, we're going to create a recording page for Empire State of Mind, and you'll see it on there as a bonus. And I'll do like a screen share. I'll walk you through it, how to do it, pieces of information that you need to know, which I didn't think was super easy. In my personal opinion, I'm not a technology girl, which is why my business is set up super simple. But this is really important. Payroll does not mean PayPaling yourself. It doesn't mean, oh, every 2 weeks I'm going to go in. I saw somebody a few months ago and they were on Periscope. That may have been 2 years ago because it was Periscope. And every 2 weeks they'll get super excited because they're like, I'm doing payroll. And then when you see their payroll, they're PayPaling themselves. And I'm like, no, you're not. It's not really the same. You're not giving the government their money. You're not really running it correctly. And so I can definitely do that for you, okay? So that's number one. You want to make sure you are keeping your business and your personal separate. You want to make sure you are paying yourself. Some other things that I think are like the basics of the basics that a lot of people are doing, you need a custom contract. You need a custom terms of service for your website. You need all of these custom things. What we like to do, and hopefully I'm not stepping on your toes, what we like to do is go use our mentor's contracts, and we'll copy it and we'll make it our own. We like to go online and just buy generic contracts. This, I hear you. But what life and business has taught me is this does not protect your empire. If you are just running a willy-nilly business, then whatever. Okay, but we're talking about empire. You really do need to get with an attorney who can create a contract that makes sense for the line of work that you're in, for the state in which you have your LLC, your corporation in, that can make sure you're protected if anything comes up, any sort of litigation, any sort of dispute, any sort of guarantees that you may or may not give, like I don't give any, there's no refunds, any of those things. And that's clearly defined in my contract. It's also clearly defined in my terms of service. But a lot of people are just going grabbing other people's contracts or creating these generic ones. I feel like if you have to in the very beginning, I'm not even going to say okay, but I did it in the very beginning. And I'm just going to knock on wood. I have glass all through my office, but I have no wood to knock on. We'll pretend. I'm going to knock on wood. Nothing ever happened, but I know a ton of people that something did happen for, and they ended up in a ton of trouble and had a ton of issues that were happening from not having a custom contract in place. And so there are attorneys who are online, new attorneys. I was talking to a client of mine yesterday, I think that was, about this. New attorneys who never actually went and they never actually did this work. And so they're selling these contracts, and they aren't even really clear on what everything is that you need for your particular industry. People need to understand what your industry is. So I do, again, have a referral for you. I actually think she's on the line, actually. Her name is Jessica Matthews, and she literally pioneered the online lawyer method type thing with a flat fee. And she is amazing. I only took her as a client because she's amazing. And she's been doing it for, what, Jessica, 20 years or so? Not sure. But I do know her team. She's done stuff for my other clients before. I do know her team is A1 and can create you. They create custom stuff. They don't give you, you know, plug-and-play items for your business. And so you're actually really protected. She knows her stuff. So if you need her info, let me know. And as a matter of fact, I didn't even ask for permission for this. Sorry, should have asked. But I'm assuming it's okay because it's who I would use. The only reason I didn't is because when I did mine, I didn't know Jessica. But when I redo it, that's definitely who I'm going to use because she is A1 and on top of her game, okay? So if you need her information, I think I'm going to put it on the back end of the recording. If you're listening to this later, you will see her information on the recording page because I think it's really important to be set up. I have seen people completely go out of business, which leads me to another thing. It's something that I've been seeing people do, and I've had someone do me like this. Number one is it's ethically terrible to do, and it will come back on you, but also people can sue you, and that's once the shit hit the fan and someone's trying to sue you, you decide, oh, let me dissolve my business. That shit is now, that you can't do that. Like, you can be fucked up for that. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your shit is good from the very beginning. Handle your business from the very beginning so you're legally protected from day one and you're able to move on, okay? I hope you guys are. If you have any questions about any of what I'm telling you right now, again, go ahead and message me so that we can cover it before we move on to the next part. Let's see. So yeah, you want to make sure that you are either LLC, you're incorporated, all of your contracts are in order, your website suite, your terms of service, everything is down. You need to make sure your refund policy is very clear for people to be able to see what's what, contract cancellation, all of that information that needs to be very clear. Again, we do not want an empire that is crumbling. Let's see. Let me check messages and see if you guys have said anything, and then we will literally take a quick break. Okay, I think we're good. Okay, so we're going to pause here. We're going to literally do a five-minute contract. We are going to – perfect. Jen, I see you. You're interested in a payroll class. Okay, perfect. So as long as we have somebody, I'll definitely I'll create that. And again, I'm going to screenshot it, and it will be on the recordings page. And you guys can go through, and the way I'll do it is just make it super simple for you. So you can literally just click through and get yours set up. It's not time consuming, but there are some things that I didn't know that I needed in place. I'm going to give you guys, like, something that I feel like Jessica, who is the lawyer, is going to be like, you didn't know that? Like, I had no idea. I didn't know that in addition to setting up as a corporation, because when I initially did my corporation, I did it out of the state of Delaware. I was living in the state of Alabama at the time, and I did it out of Delaware. I'm incorporated in Nevada now. But because I did it myself to save money, let's be clear, I didn't know that once I did that and I set up my EIN that I also had other stuff that I had to do with the IRS. I thought, you know, I got my EIN. That's it. I don't need to do anything else. And when it came time that I actually ran taxes for my business the proper way, signed out, I wasn't even registered with the IRS at all, like period, point blank. And these are some of the things you need to know even when you're setting up your payroll, because you need to use some of the same information with your payroll. And so, yeah, I'll walk you guys through that. It'll probably be about an hour long training, but I think it is important. Let me see. Oh, this is really nice of Jessica. Hold on. So Jessica, thank you, Jessica. She's been doing it 25 years. I was like, I think it's been about 20 years. So this is really nice. Thank you, Jessica. So Jessica just gave me access. And if you're interested, let me know. I'll send you the link. And I also put it on the recording page for people listening to the recording. She is actually willing to give everyone in here a webinar, a training where you can make sure you're protected. You want to make sure that you're protected in all ways. Thank you so much, Jessica. That is so nice. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, perfect. Then, if you need this link, let me know. I'll get this sent out to you actually on this break. I'll just shoot the link to you. If you want to make sure you are legally protected, a webinar, a training that you can go through, of course, it's free. She's giving it to you as a gift for being in here, and then you guys can follow that. This is really, really important, and I felt like it was important this first hour for us to have this conversation, because none of the rest of what we do will matter for the rest of the day if this isn't done. So, again, let me know, and we can follow through. So we'll just say it's 11:45 here in Vegas, 2:45 on the east, and we'll give it 10 minutes, and we'll come back at 11:55, and we'll come back for part two, where we are coming into for the actual Empire Pyramid, the different parts of your empire, what goes where, when do you bring in the next piece, et cetera, et cetera. Go potty, go grab your coffee. And again, if you need this link, inbox me right now so I can send it to you right now. If you wait, then you'll get it on the recording page whenever it goes up, okay? So I will talk to you guys in 10 minutes.
The moderator has left the conference.